Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we'll talk Humboldt Wildcats boys soccer with head coach Joe Hadar, Wildcats baseball with head coach Jason Thurm, and Wildcats softball with head coach Katie Schulke. To start things off, the Humboldt Wildcats boys soccer team qualified for the IHSAA state tournament for the first time in program history and faced off against the Lewis Central Titans in the IHSAA 2A quarterfinals on Wednesday at the James County Soccer Park in Des Moines. The Wildcats came into the match with a record of 17-0 and battled the 15-3 Titans from Lewis Central down to the wire, having been locked in a scoreless tie for the first 63 minutes of play. Unfortunately for the Wildcats, the magic that fueled this historic season seemed to fizzle out as the Wildcats allowed two late goals as they fell 2-0 to the Titans. Even with the loss, the 2022 Humboldt Wildcats will forever be known as the first team in program history to be a conference champion and represent the region at the state tournament. Here was head coach Joe Hadar after the loss and the incredible ride his team went on in 2022.
It hurts right now, but I think, you know, give us a little time and we'll appreciate what we've done. And I already appreciate what the team's accomplished. Just an amazing year, a real breakthrough year for the program. And, you know, we owe it to the senior class and the juniors who've just done an outstanding job and got us here. And, you know, it's just been a fun ride for me. And 17-1 is unbelievable. You know, you look at the accomplishments, the undefeated conference season, the undefeated regular season, conference champions, district champions, qualifying for state. You know, it's been a great year. And so, you know, if you don't win the state championship, you're going to have a bad game at the end, and that's what happens.
It just happens that you guys were undefeated and the first loss of the season come here. Mm-hmm. But overall, during this match, how would you rate the team's play in terms of that first half? You guys were scoreless, and there was a scoreless soccer game up until 16 and a half minutes left.
Yeah, I thought the first half we were scrambling a little bit, but I also felt like we were being held together by the competitive nature of the players. The players just are not going to lose. I mean, that's just what this team is about, is winning. And so, you know, we felt like if we get into the second half even, we had a good chance. And I felt like the second half was more of an even game, although they did score their two goals in the second half. Either team had chances, but they had a lot more chances, let's be honest. They deserved the win, but we fought in a lot of games like this and came out with W's, just didn't have it today. And, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way the game's played. And I'm just really happy for the guys to get this far.
Looking back now at 2022 season, is there a word or a phrase or something that you could characterize or sum this remarkable season up into?
It's just the attitude of the players. I don't know, one word. I don't have one word. Just the courage, maybe, that they've gone out there and fought, really not been satisfied with not winning. You know, we had three overtime wins in the beginning of the season. We got here with a 1-0 win against Webster City. We had close wins all year, and you saw that. Our defense was tough here all day. And well, you know, we gave up two goals, but, you know, we were frustrating them, and courage, probably. They've really been courageous in what they've done, and they've left it out there on the field, and they left it out there on the field today.
And then the play, going back to today's game with Noah Scow, I mean, he was playing on his head, making saves left and right. Talk a little bit about just how impressive he was today to keep it scoreless for so long.
Oh, just impressive the whole year. This is his first year of competitive soccer since he was playing rec soccer. So he just came out this year and has been like a duck to water. I mean, you know, I don't know what his future in soccer is, but boy, his progression this year has been phenomenal. And we really counted on him today. This was probably the first game that we've had where we've been clearly outshot by a team. And they were a quality team. You know, they move the ball around well. They do a lot of the things that we need to advance to develop and do more of. So Noah's effort was just outstanding, and it was all year, and he just kept getting better and better. And it was too bad that he had a loss today, but, man, did he look good.
Yeah, he did. And so I know the season just ended, obviously, but kind of looking ahead now, I know you're still trying to swallow this one, but 2023, boy, you have a team coming back. Wouldn't be surprised if we're sitting here next year not with this type of result after a quarterfinal.
Winning helps recruiting. And a lot of guys have come up to me, and they're interested in playing next year. And like I said, we've got a really strong youth program in Humboldt. They're doing a good job with the travel teams and with the rec teams and making it fun for the kids so that they're excited about playing in high school. And, yeah, I think that we should be okay next year. You know, other teams will be changing, and, you know, they'll be okay. But, like, Lewis Central, that was one thing, you know, it was almost all seniors when they were introduced. And so you have that sense of urgency when you've got a team of seniors. And, you know, we're probably still maybe a year or two away from that. So we'll see, but let's hope we're reloading instead of rebuilding, right? That's the cliche. So I think that that's going to be the case, and I'm excited for it, and I'm excited for the guys who are able to come back, and sad for the seniors.
So any final thoughts here in 2022 season?
Great year. And, you know, I think we outnumbered Lewis Central on fans, and we always have great fan support. Our fans are incredible. The people who come and cheer us on, and they get the game, and they are soccer fans, and, you know, it's great to have them here, and it was really fantastic, all of the support we had this whole week. You know, people donating items to the team, the send-off today with all the emergency crews taking us out of town. It was just, you know, a magical year, I guess you could say, and a real breakthrough year for the program. So, you know, we want to keep the momentum going, but it's just been fantastic, the support we've had from the community. And like I think I said, boy, that when you have some of the things that have happened, they've just been really special. So I'll remember them my whole life, this group.
Again, Coach, sorry that this was the end of the road here, but again, congratulations on an incredible season here in 2022. I look forward to seeing you guys in 2023. It'll be exciting.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Our next guest is the baseball coach at Humboldt High School, Jason Thurr. The baseball team has started their 2022 season, and coming into Thursday's non-conference game against Southeast Valley, the team was at 500 on the season with a record of 2-2 as they tried to work on some things during the game. The Wildcats were able to finally break through offensively against the Jaguars and establish consistency, scoring runs in 4 of the 5 innings played as the Cats beat the Jacks 14-3. Here was head coach Jason Thurm on his team's play and the progression of the team in the early part of the season.
It took us a little while to get going offensively at the plate, just a little off balance with things early on. Kind of got impatient. We're expanding our zone at times, and, you know, their pitcher was getting the better of us, I thought. In the fifth inning, we made some good adjustments there, and kids did a better job staying back, and we got good pitches and really hit the ball well that fifth inning. So that was good to see. You know, we're still trying to find ourselves. It's still pretty early in the season with things, and the more reps we get, the better we're going to get with that.
And then Ty Gargano had a pretty good night out there. He worked through a couple of rough spots, but talk about his performance tonight.
Yeah, he showed some guts out there. It was a lot of traffic out there on the bases, so he had to do a little work there. And, you know, I felt like, you know, he went out there and he battled for us. And, you know, he threw a bunch of pitches. He got up over 80 pitches there. And we felt like, you know, that was a pretty good time to end that just because of the pitch count type thing with it. And Isaiah came in and he did a super job too.
Good. I was going to talk about Busick coming out there. He was bringing it tonight in that last inning. How encouraging is that to see there, to have a late inning guy like that too?
Oh, it's, you know, he definitely made a statement tonight. He's got good stuff. He's only a freshman too, so you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him. But it was good to see him come out there with that confidence and just pound the strike zone with that. And their batters definitely had some trouble catching up to that fastball.
And then in that fifth inning, just how impressive was it to see that your team finally be able to break out there? Yeah. They had been threatening there the last couple innings, a few runs there, but then finally having that big 9-run fifth inning.
Yeah, it's Southeast Valley just kept hanging around, and that's, you know, it's the last thing you want. We felt coming in we're the better team with it, but when you give a team an opportunity, you know, sometimes things happen late. And definitely happy with that fifth inning. Just great approach at the plate, and just kids did a better job staying balanced. And yeah, we put great swings on the ball, and you know, we can do some things offensively. I like the way we run the bases, and kids did a nice job being aggressive with that, and it was a great inning.
Going back into conference play, what are you looking forward to build off of this?
That's kind of what we've been talking about going back to Saturday. I felt like the second game over in Remsen, we played pretty good baseball, and we played pretty well on Wednesday night, and then this last inning here is something that we can build off, and that's what we're trying to do. It's just we want to get better every time out with it. We feel like we have a chance to be a pretty good team by the end of the season with it, and we don't want to take any steps backward. We want to be going forward with it. And
well, thank you, Coach. Best of luck. Congrats on the win tonight.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
Our last guest is the softball coach at Humboldt, Katie Schulke. The Wildcats softball team has started hot out of the gate, winning their first four games coming into play last night against the Ogden Bulldogs in a non-conference game. The Cats had one of their most impressive offensive days, scoring 6 runs in the first, 3 in the second, and 4 more in the third to defeat the Bulldogs 13-0 via the mercy rule after 3 innings. With the team now at 5-0, Katie Schulke expressed lots of confidence in the young season for her program after the game.
Yeah, the nice thing is, you know, our bats were hot today. In the first inning, we scored 6 runs in the first inning, and then we came back in the second inning and put 3 more back up there. So that's what we've been concentrating on, is coming out hot, staying hot through the whole game, and we did that today.
And the offense, you have 6 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs. Again, it was indicative of what you're saying, jumping out early. And, I mean, you see Riley Coyle being able to hit her 3rd home run of the season. You got to be happy for her to be able to connect there and continue to progress this team. And then Elsie Hubble pitched really well, facing the minimum up there until the end.
We had an injury with Reagan. She pulled a muscle yesterday. She'll be fine, but Elsie knew that she had to come in and step up and take the team, and she did that. She hit her spots. Riley came in. We're concentrating on just putting the ball in play, and she's every time she's connecting, she's making good hits, and this one was a shot over left field. So, yeah, I'm really proud of them. They're playing on top of their game right now. They're playing together really well. They're still running the bases really well, and we're scoring a lot of runs, which is awesome.
So what are you going to focus on now as you guys play Hampton-Dumont-Cal coming up next week?
Really just slowing it down. We have 5 games next week, so we need to just play our game, not get too hyped up, come out on top, play our game, keep our defense tight, keep our offense rolling, and just really doing the basic things that we're good at.
You know, I want to ask a question for you. You're obviously in your first season now, head coach. How has it been, the transition now, taking over this Wildcat program?
Incredible, actually. These girls are amazing athletes. Coach Van Pelt, you know, has them ready to play ball, and he's taught them the game so well. We have a lot of underclassmen as well that, you know, they just kind of stick to the upperclassmen who know the game. And so we're meshing really well together. We have 4 eighth graders that are seeing a lot of playing time, but it's just so fun and exciting to come out on top, you know, 5 times now and playing really good softball. And so that just makes everything worth the time and the effort.
Thank you, Coach. And any final thoughts here on this game as you guys move into more conference play next week?
You know, it's nice to travel a little ways out of Humble and see a different team that we don't typically see and get us ready for conference games next week and overall just ready to play some Humboldt softball.
Thank you, Coach, and congratulations on the win again, and best of luck here coming up on some more conference play next week.
Thank you.
That will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.